It says in Psalm 55, it says in verse 3, the voice of the enemy, the pressure of the wicked, they bring down trouble upon me, they bear a grudge against me. Verse 4, my heart is in anguish, the terrors of death have fallen upon me, fear and trembling, verse 5, have come upon me. I'm overwhelmed, and there are believers like this facing pressure, and who will also say, oh, I had wings like a dove, I could just fly away from here to some place where I can be at rest. Lord, please confuse these people, verse 9. And and sometimes it's our friends who let us down. If it was in verse 12, if it was an enemy who reproaches me, I could bear it. But if it is someone who hates me, but this is a brother in the church, a sister in the church who treated me like this. You, my companion, verse 13, my friend. We had such sweet fellowship when we went to church together. And you've deceived me, you've let me down. I will call on the Lord to save me. And he, verse 18, he'll redeem my soul. Verse 19, God will hear and answer my prayer. Verse 22, this is the verse I want to come to. He says, from my experience, I'll tell you something, David says. Cast your burden upon the Lord. Take that as a word. He will sustain you. What is your burden today? The burden of sin is gone, praise the Lord. Some other burden which you feel God can't handle, cast it on the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, or as the margin says, totter. And you won't totter on your feet. You'll be rock steady. He will not allow it. What a wonderful word. Please remember Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord. It's been a verse that's been on my mind for many, many years. I say, Lord, I don't know what burdens are going to come in the future, but I'm going to follow that verse. I'm not going to carry it. You know, like that person I told you, sitting in the truck carrying that burden on his head. And the truck driver says, listen, I carried you. I can carry that burden too. Put it down. And that's what the Lord says to us. I took away your sin. I saved you. Put that burden down. I can handle that. If I can handle you, I can handle that burden. Don't carry that burden. Cast it upon the Lord. See, 1 Corinthians in chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. This is, you know, every promise is dependent on God's faithfulness. We know that. Every promise in the Bible is dependent on the fact that God is faithful. But when it comes to this particular promise, he particularly says in the middle, God is faithful. Why does he emphasize that? Because in this temptation, we can begin to wonder, is God faithful or not? He will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability. He will never, never, never allow a test to come to you which is beyond what you're able to bear. Think of a man who had one of the greatest tests any human being can face. Job. In one single moment, within about 1 minute after each other, two messages came to him. One, your property is all gone. That means you've become bankrupt. Not you lost most of your money, you lost all of your money. Okay, that's enough to knock out most believers. But 1 minute later he gets a message, all your children are dead. And that man in the Old Testament, there's only one thing he had. He didn't have the Holy Spirit, but he had a fear of God. You know, through the years, as I've watched so many people who talk about, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit and I speak in tongues and I do this, I've heard so many people and they are defeated by sin. I've come to see that one of the primary marks of being filled with the Holy Spirit is you begin to fear God. You read that in Isaiah 11. The spirit of the fear of the Lord will be upon him, upon Jesus. The same spirit is upon us. That brings a tremendous reverence for God. And that reverence for God will say, okay, he decided to make me bankrupt, not in 1 month, but in 1 moment. All my money is gone. My property is burnt up. And within a minute later, I hear that all my children are dead. Now, think of this in your own mind. In a few moments, you get the message that you're bankrupt and all your children are dead. Can you picture that in your mind? When I was a young Christian and I said, Lord, I want to be dedicated completely to you, I pictured this in my mind. I saw myself standing in a church service in CFC with 5 coffins. Yeah, I pictured 5 coffins, my wife and 4 sons in coffins, and me standing there. See, we have used our imagination for all types of filthy things in the past. Why not use our imagination for some good things? And I said, Lord, what will I do now? I want to do what Job did. I'll fall down before you and say, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Praise the Lord. Lord, give me the grace to say that. It's because we are attached to so many things that they become a burden. Detach yourself from that and learn from Jesus, who was detached from everything. Now, just because you hand your children over to the Lord doesn't mean he's going to kill them tomorrow. No. They live according to God's plan. But you will be detached and you'll become a better person. Your children won't die. No. God will take care of them. But you'll be detached and you'll be at rest. Those burdens that you have will go. Or it could be your job. Say, what will I do if I lose my job? I'll tell you what. God will provide some other way to care for you. I mean, think of that story that 600,000 men, 2 million people, including women and children, wandering for 40 years in the desert. What a story the Bible begins with in Exodus onwards. God taking care of 2 million people wandering in a desert where there were no shops, no place where you could buy food, and you had to wear the same clothes and wear the same sandals for 40 years. And the Bible says the sandals never wore out. And the amazing thing, among all those 2 million people, it says there was not one lame person among them, it says in the Psalms. Because if there's a lame person there, what a problem he would be. Go to walk in the wilderness. And can you imagine walking in that hot sun? And God provided a cloud as a shadow for them. And that's how the Bible begins, the story of how God redeemed Israel from Egypt, and say, does God love us less than that? Is he going to leave us stranded? When Jesus promised that if you seek God's kingdom first, everything you need for your life will be added to you. I had a great desire when I left the Navy and I gave away all my income to God's work and started with 0 in my bank account. I said, Lord, I want to prove one thing. I wasn't married then. I said, Lord, I want to prove one thing in my life, that when I come to the end of my life, I want to be able to say, I never asked anybody for money. I never got into debt. I never borrowed anything. I never made my needs known. But I really, to the best of my abilities, try to seek God's kingdom first. And I want to say at the end of however long my life is, and now it is more than 50 years since I quit my job, those who seek God's kingdom first will find everything they need added to them, even if they have no friends and a lot of enemies. You know, you don't have to leave your job to do that, because many of you are in jobs, in good jobs, getting good salaries, and you still have pressures. You have pressures financially, you have pressures with sickness in your children, you have pressures with all types of things in the home. And you should be able to say at the end of your life, I sought God's kingdom first in every situation. I put God first, not my wife, not my children, not my home, not my needs. I always put God first. I put Christ first in everything, even if it meant loss for me. And I want to say to her here at the end of my life, after 50 years of being a believer, he never let me down. He was faithful. 1 Corinthians 10:13. God is faithful. He will never allow you to be tested beyond your ability. Like I've often said, The class teacher will not give you an examination paper for a higher class. You will get an examination paper only for your class. Your brother who's in a higher class will get a tougher examination paper. But you are in a lower class, you'll get an examination paper for your class. God will not give you a test beyond your ability. If you walk with the Lord, a few years from now, you'll get a tougher test. That means you're promoted. But it's so true. And when the test comes, He'll provide a way to escape. You know, this is amazing. If you take the example of a written examination, you're sitting in the third standard and you're absolutely sure you will not get a fourth standard question paper. You get the question paper. It is the third standard question paper. But even that third standard, which is your class question paper, is tough for you. So here's the other promise. The teacher will come and sit beside you and give you the answer to all the questions. What do you want? That's the meaning of the rest of that verse. First of all, you won't get a question paper beyond your level. And even if that is tough, He'll make a way of escape that you can endure it. That means you'll be able to pass the exam because the teacher will come and sit next to you. Let me show you that promise in the Old Testament. It's wonderful. I like to see it like that. Then I pass through different tests. And I tell you, I've passed through a number of tests in my life. And whenever I pass through those tests, God has told me, this is what God's told me. This is to prepare you for your ministry. Your ministry doesn't come through Bible study alone. Your ministry will come through the trials of life that you have to face so that you know how the Lord sustains you and then you can help others. See, Isaiah chapter 33. Isaiah 30 and verse 20. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 20. Listen to this. Although the Lord has given you the bread of privation and the water of oppression, that means you went through a tough time, your teacher, let me paraphrase it, will sit beside you and give you the answer to the questions. You will see the teacher. He will not hide himself. Your eyes will see your teacher. And when you come to the next question, verse 21, he'll tell you, this is the answer. And you write something wrong, he'll say, no, not that way, this way. That's the meaning of that verse. Don't turn to the right or left. You're writing the wrong answer. And the teacher says, no, that's the wrong answer. And he gives you the answer. And at the end of it, you get 100% in your examination. Can you take the credit for it? No. I studied hard, but still I found some of the questions tough. But wonderful, the teacher sat next to me. And in this particular examination, that's permitted. It's not illegal. God himself allowed it. What a wonderful thing. Your teacher, you'll see your teacher. And he'll tell you this way, not that way. Write this, not that. What a wonderful life the Christian life is.